Archie McBride, a bagpipes and brimstone blowhard, spawned of Celts at the narrow end of the River Clyde. A gangling fathom of flesh, all but a gas lamp covered in rhino hide. Wet weighing at the witching hour to a tenth of a ton, allow a wee more atogmony for the handcuffs and a taser gun. He had a habit of killing consonants and vomiting out the vowel, then brutally strangling his syllables into that Glaswegian growl. His mouth could murder Marx or Milton, Burns or McDowell. In fact, whatever spilt or spat out of it sounded pretty foul. A pansexual shy-talk we called Father Frottage, due to him spending too much time on the prowl or down at the three-minuters' cottage. Waned and weaned on electric soup, a gravity-fed gullet flushing down to an S-bend loop. He got a hijab of hair and a husky dog stare. Cupid-cut lips set into ivory skin, the sort of facial features to fetish a sacred heart to sin. But I remember the other side of Archie McBride, a Mensa man of the cloth, who baptized me of sin in an ice-water stone trough. When I need a preacher, it will be the blood and fire and wrath of the one that bellows brimstone, the one I call Scotch broth.